The Department of Labor reports that last year's national wage rate crept up only 2%, confirming what many U.S. workers can already tell you. Wages have stagnated. Not so for one high-demand job, babysitters. Over the past 30 years, teenage babysitting rates have risen 9 times faster than the rate of inflation, commanding an average of $10 per hour. Megan Woolhouse covers the economy for the Boston Globe's business section. Her article on babysitters making bank alerted us to one sector of high wage growth. Megan, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Hello.
Now, you're in Boston, a pretty expensive city. What are the factors that influence a higher or lower pay rate for a babysitter?
Well, in Boston, we have a lot of college students, and I think that they've found that they can command some very, very high rates, some of the highest in the country, $17 an hour or more. They tend to be a little bit older. They might need the extra income to pay for school, to pay for rent, books, and other fees. And so they're turning to babysitting as a viable option, and it is pretty viable.
Well, they better be teaching Mandarin for that money.
Well, that's what you can get. You can get a babysitter who might have a science or an engineering degree or might be fluent in French or Mandarin, and they can command some of the top prices.
Well, has this profession always been ahead of the wage curve, or is this a recent jump?
Well, economists say that they think it's happened mostly in the last decade, as you've seen more and more young people struggle to find work in the overall economy. That said, you also have teenagers who can command higher rates of pay because of what economists like to call opportunity cost. Their time is just more valuable now. They have so many activities that they're doing after school, from SAT classes to horseback lessons, that when they do carve out time for babysitting, you're going to pay a premium for it.
I am also noticing a sort of layer of professionalism among babysitters now, you know, being on websites, kind of registered, going through courses. So they're presenting themselves as more than just, you know, the teenager who comes over and raids your refrigerator and sits on the couch and watches TV.
Exactly. I think some people even take issue with the term babysitter now because really what a lot of these young women, and they are mostly young women, are part-time nannies who come in and they might do crafts with your kids or take them out to do other activities or drive them to and from some of their practices. But they really take over a lot of the duties that mothers had previously done.
Like many people, I suppose, babysitting was one of my first jobs. I'm dating myself by saying I think I got $1.50 an hour. But, you know, I'm wondering about that. This is the first entry into the job market, if you will, for many young people, making pretty good money. It's going to be quite a drop for them to go and get a job waitressing or at McDonald's, isn't it?
It's a really great point. You wonder if they will keep up their babysitting when they can't find anything else. Also, they do it part-time and sporadically, have flexible hours, so it might help them, say, if they decide to get a graduate degree or pursue their education further so they can get a job. But I'm sure they'll be disappointed by the rates that entry-level employers are going to pay.
Where is this going, do you think? Is this going to level off, or will this keep going and outpacing inflation by several laps?
It'll be interesting to see how high it can go. I do think that more and more young people are realizing that it's a viable option out there, and they're realizing that they do have skills, whether or not they're from a large family and have been babysitting since they were very young to a college student looking to make some money on the side. They realize that they have something to offer. And, you know, with great ease, they can get on some of these websites, care.com, urbansitter.com, and market those skills. So maybe as more and more students find out about it, we'll see wages start to level out.
Megan Woolhouse, reporter for the business section in the Boston Globe, where she covers the economy. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Now, we have a link to read her article at wordofmouthradio.org. There's more Word of Mouth coming right after the break. Please stay with us.